Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A devastating picture on the front of the Irish Examiner of the wildfire on Slieve na Mann in Tipperary. And I mean, you can't even see the mountain. It's just covered with fire and smoke. And the fire is creeping in different directions. As you can see, fire is very, very difficult to predict where they're going to go. And with the wind changing, fire crews spent a fourth day tackling the major blaze. Not sure yet how they got on overnight. There was some hope temperatures cooling down a bit and that may help. But we'll find out early enough this morning how the wildfires are on Slieve na Mann. But the Examiner says that wildfires are going to become the new normal. Wildfires and drought will be embedded in a normal Irish summer now as climate change intensifies, experts are warning. And we have Professor John Soda, who's Emeritus Professor of Chemistry at UCC, saying greater public education and awareness on wildfire prevention is essential and wildfires will become the new norm. So we're going to have a ban on disposable barbecues and even people having a fag up the mountains. You know, things are so dry that if they don't stub out the cigarette correctly, that can very quickly lead to problems. Also on the front of the Examiner, sugar tax hike, extra betting levy advised. Hikes to the tax on sugary drinks and an extra betting levy are among the options put forward for consideration in new Department of Finance documents. These are the famous tax strategy papers that civil servants draw up every year. Usually they're ignored, but they still write them up anyway. And they give budget options for ministers, outlining the options for expanding tax bans and adjusting tax credits. And on the sugar tax, they recommend adding 5 cent to a 330ml drink if it has more than 5 grams of sugar. And also they say double the levy on betting, which has remained at 2% since 2019. So that won't make the government popular among the gamblers or the sugar addicts. The Irish Times on the front page says we're going to have a national review of childcare providers' fees to target creches that are overcharging parents. Every council in the country is going to compare fees charged by creches with the amount parents were billed 5 years ago. And this will highlight the creches that are overcharging mums and dads. The initiative aims to identify childcare providers in breach of an agreement to freeze their fees at 2021 levels in exchange for increased government funding. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page has an explosive memo which says that there are 200,000 defects, building defects, in the new National Children's Hospital, and it has laid the blame, this is a cabinet memo, which has laid the blame for the delays with the main contractor BAM. As I say, more than 200,000 defects at the site are described in the confidential memo. It's called unprecedented, and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which is in charge of the project, have noted that much of BAM's resources are occupied in addressing defects identified in its initial works. Still no date, I see, of when the hospital is going to open, but 200,000 defects, if that is true, will take a long time, one would imagine, to remedy. The Irish Independent, there is unlikely to be a budget reprieve for people without children. This is good news if you're waking up childless this morning. You're not going to get a budget reprieve if you want to pass on your estate to a relative and you don't have children. Taoiseach Micheál Martin had previously indicated he wanted to address the unfairness for those who want to leave inheritance to nieces, nephews or family members, but the advice to government is that it would carry big costs for the Exchequer. Also a picture on the front of the Irish Independent of the Taoiseach meeting local residents during a trip to a district of Kyiv damaged by Russian bombs. And the front of the Irish Daily Mirror goes with that as its main story. Thank you for helping us. The Taoiseach yesterday visited a war-torn area of Kyiv where people have been left homeless. He met residents who told of their terror and expressed gratitude for the help they received. The Irish Sun, please tell us where Deirdre is. This is an interview with the parents of missing murdered teenager Deirdre Jacob, have begged her heartless killer, please tell us where she is. Michael and Bernadette Jacob have released new pictures of Deirdre, aged 12, to mark the 28th anniversary of their daughter's disappearance. And Michael says, our priority has been to find Deirdre and bring her home. And certainly if you're from Kildare, you'll be acutely aware of Deirdre Jacobs' disappearance. I always remember it because Kildare were doing very, very well in the football in 1998, got to the All-Ireland final, and that was also the summer that Deirdre went missing and is now presumed murdered. Elsewhere, inside the papers, quite a shocking story in some of the papers, including in The Mirror, about a naked pensioner who was observed watching families through a pair of binoculars while touching himself at a popular beach during last week's heatwave. And this is according to complaints received by Gardaí. The incident allegedly occurred outside the lakeside village of Pontoon in Mayo last Tuesday, which is a beach quite popular with locals. And the man was spotted standing behind some bushes, naked, watching a family through binoculars. When he was approached by two people, he returned to his car and drove away with the boot open. Allegedly, Gardaí at Ballina received a report about the incident and were given the reg number of the man's vehicle. However, they were unable to find sufficient evidence that a criminal offence had taken place. Gardaí say they have been alerted to an alleged incident in Pontoon on July 14th. And the Mirror has an interview with a woman who reported the incident and said she was absolutely horrified by the sight of the man, who was in his late 60s, apparently. In The Sun, if you're a woman and you'd like to be a bus driver, well, Dublin Bus want to hear from you. They're urging women who are looking for flexible working hours to get in touch and explore a career behind the wheel. A series of recruitment open days are taking place this August and September, where women will get the chance to drive a bus and meet other female drivers and learn how a driving career as a bus driver can fit around balancing family life. By the way, if you're wondering about the pay, the starting hourly rate for a Dublin bus driver is €22.90, and the role of a part-time driver is designed for flexibility and stability. Wendy Ward drives a bus and she says, "Becoming a bus driver has become the best decision I've ever made, with the flexibility of the part-time role," and she'd encourage any woman to come along to an open day and meet the team. So there could be a new career prospect for you. A couple of other stories. If you're planning on going to the Listún Varna Festival for matchmaking, you're going to have to do your courting early. The Mail says a judge has told a court that those travelling to the month-long matchmaking festival will have to get their courting done early. Judge Adrian Harris made the comment after rejecting an application for a special licence for all pubs in Listún Varna to serve alcohol until 2:30 a.m. for the month of September. Judge Harris said instead, for the weekends, alcohol can be served until 1:30 a.m. And the judge says, let the message go out. They're going to have to get their courting done early. So you have till 1:30 rather than 2:30 to make your move in the pub at the Listún Varna Festival. And finally, Times of London. I don't know how you are with your sleep, but we have Japan's Prime Minister, who needs very little sleep, apparently. The Prime Minister has a very, very busy schedule at her official residence in Tokyo. And this week, she says she has slept 3 hours or less a night since taking office in October. And now people in Japan aren't happy because they're already worried about being overworked, and they don't like their Prime Minister saying she gets 3 hours or less a night. Kind of like Margaret Thatcher said she gets 3-4 hours a night. Of course, Donald Trump famously gets very, very little sleep as well. Now, the Prime Minister did get 5 hours sleep on Monday, but normally she gets 3 hours. And it's not the first time the Prime Minister has made a virtue of sleepless nights, because she drew flak last November after once calling a staff meeting at 3 a.m. in the morning. And of course, famously, Donald Trump calls his cabinet at 2 a.m. in the morning. So maybe there's something in it. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.